You know, sometimes it's really hard to know what to do. Sometimes it's really hard to just figure out which way to turn, which way to take action, and you feel paralyzed. I'm having one of those days. Welcome to the Christina Cook Show. This is Christina Cook. And I think I told you guys a few days ago that I usually record these the night before. Well, it's 5 a.m. and I'm recording in this the morning of. So you and I get to take a fun little journey through my 5 o'clock morning brain. This is going to be interesting, to say the least. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm blocked. You know, it happens sometimes, and I know exactly why I'm blocked. I have a wonderful coach who works with me, and he told me the other day how great I am at generating content. So, of course, my brain says, well, we can fix that real quick, and that's exactly what happened. And I mean, blocked, like cannot figure out what to talk about. Don't know. I don't want to talk about Paris anymore. Not right now. I mean, there will be time to do that. I don't want to talk about the presidential race anymore. There will be time to do that, but I don't want to do that. And so I've just sitting there all last night trying to figure out what to talk about and could not come up with a blessed thing. And so as often happens, you know, I go to bed. Well, I do that every day. So I go to bed and as often happens, when I woke up, I had one phrase reverberating in my head, do something. And it wasn't do something. It wasn't run around and, you know, make sure that you take action no matter what that action is. That wasn't it. Do something. Take an action. Figure out which way to go. Just do something. Take something and go with it. And so that's why you're taking a journey through my 5 o'clock brain. If you hear me pause, it's to drink coffee, okay? I still haven't got my full allocation. I just woke up about 20 minutes ago. And this is a fun place to be sometimes, me at 5 a.m. It's interesting. And what I'm worried about is becoming paralyzed, you know? And I think that all of us do this. We all love this country. We all want to do something. But we're never, ever quite sure that the thing that we think we ought to be doing is the right thing. We're fearful. It feels futile. We're frustrated. Wonder, you know, do whatever it is that I do, is that going to make any difference whatsoever? Am I going to get anywhere with this? Is this frustration and pain and the toxicity that I dive into when I get into the political pool or I go out and I try to get involved or I try to talk to people about America and why we need to save it and how she's in danger and that kind of thing. Is it going to do any good? And so many times we just say, no, it's not. And so we back off and we don't talk about politics with people. We don't talk about America with people because you're going to get attacked. You're going to get attacked. You're going to get, people are going to argue with you. They're going to tell you you're wrong, you're heartless, you're cruel, and you don't understand, and obviously you're not a Christian, and you are not upholding the founder's vision, and yeah, I mean, those attacks come from all over. And that happens a lot. That happens to me all the time, and part of it is because I engage on social media, and there are times that I probably should leave it alone. But do something. Don't let that fear and frustration and futility hold you back. Find something that you love. Find some issue that pushes your buttons, if that's abortion, if that's the Second Amendment, if it's foreign policy, if it's economic, you know, whatever that is. Find something that you love. Find a way to influence it and take action. Do something. What I want to share with you this morning, and this is not going to be a terribly long podcast for obvious reasons, but what I wanted to share with you this morning is my mission statement. Because this is my something. And I think it connects probably with your something as well. And I wanted to share this with you because I wanted you to understand kind of what it is, why I get up at 5 a.m. and do this when I wasn't able to do it the night before, why I haven't just blown it off, why continue to fight to get a microphone, why continue to put this stuff forward. And obviously, I think if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that it's because I love America, I love this country, and I think that maybe I'm delusional, but have some sense that what I do is going to make a difference. Me and 300 million other people. And so this is my what, this is my something, is to do this, among other things. Obviously, I'm an activist and I'm involved, and not as involved as I'd like to be, but I'm doing something. And it's just the way that I'm built. I've got to continue to put one foot in front of the other. I've got to face that fear, the fear that wants me to just stay in my apartment and concentrate on my day job and say, you know what, screw politics. I can't do that because of the way the way I was raised, the way I am built. Honestly, this is who I am. So I wanted to share this mission statement with you. And it's not a traditional mission statement, and it's not one of those one sentence, you know, let's all hold hands and kumbaya things. There's three parts to it. It talks about what I do, how I do it, and why I do it. What I'm trying to do is I want to share a vision of hope with you for America's rebirth as a nation. I want to fulfill the promise that is contained in the principles of our founding and in the values of our founders, and I want to share the vision of that promise with you. I want you to be able to go out and share that vision with other people. The founders set up something amazing in this country. Liberty has a country. Humanity has won its battle. The Marquis de Lafayette said that after the Revolution. I believe that is still true. What we have in the Constitution is something revolutionary that was never seen before on the face of the earth. And there have been plenty who've tried to copy it since then. But America is unique. She's unique in the founding. She's unique in the intellectual history that lays the foundation for that. And the Constitution itself, regardless of the status that it's in right now, regardless of whether or not our executive continues to ignore it, the Constitution itself sets the tone and sets the stage for a country unlike any other ever. And that is what's so important. I mean, she is in trouble. America is in trouble. I want to expose those threats to that rebirth. I want to expose the villains, whether those are people or ideas. We talk about the German philosophers and Marx and Hegel and you know, that kind of stuff. Those are villains just as much. Those philosophies, not so much Marx and Hegel, they're no longer with us, but the ideas that they put forth, the nihilism that they put forth, is just as dangerous to this idea of America as the people actually roaming the face of the earth right now who are villains. ISIS, Obama, Hillary Clinton, in my mind, also villains. But I want to expose those threats and show who those villains are in this narrative. I want to give you the stories that demonstrate why these are threats, show you what the threat is, and how it can and must be defeated in order to bring that vision of hope that I was just talking about, and rebirth, and bring that to fruition, make it happen, make it re-happen, make us America again. The third thing I want to do is I want to recruit you into the role of a hero. Go ahead, get out your super cape, stand in your power pose on top of a mountain, do your Superman impression. You are the heroes in this. You are the heroes. You guys are an army of influencers. Think of all the people that you talk to on a daily basis. Everyone that you have contact with, from when you first get up in the morning until you lay your head down at night. You are the heroes. You influence people. And what you can do in those interactions is connect American values like integrity, courage, compassion, those things that make us who we are, that make us righteous and exceptional. And connecting those values to the founding principles, you can influence your community by sharing that vision and working for those values. You can do that in your interactions with your daycare person, the person you're about to see at the Starbucks drive-thru. You know, we can have these conversations anywhere. Even if you just leave them with "America is great," think about what the influence of a whole bunch of people doing that. We need a hashtag. It's sort of a verbal hashtag. America is exceptional. Maybe we should start doing that. That would be something. Do something. Here's how I do it. Here's how I intend to do it. Do I always hit this mark? No. But here's how I intend to do those things I was just talking about. I want to present stories that bring that vision to life. Stories about our founding. And from today's headlines that show the pockets of rebirth that we already see, things that give me hope. I posted this wonderful video on the Chris Cook Radio Host Show page the other day of this woman. Oh, it was absolutely stunning. She's a customer service rep at Southwest Airlines, one of those ladies who looks at your ticket before you go on down the jetway. And one of the passengers got this all on film. It's amazing. The woman got onto the intercom and asked the passengers if she could do something, that their flight would be carrying the ashes of one of our fallen soldiers. And would it be okay with the passengers waiting if she sang the national anthem? And she did. Beautifully. And what an amazing tribute. Oh my goodness. I had tears in my eyes watching this. I'm sure that the passengers there were messes. There's no way to see that kind of patriotism and love for country and understanding of the sacrifice that young soldier had made without getting emotional. I mean, it's stuff like that that gives me hope. Stuff like that that gives me hope. And we need to shed light on those pockets of hope. Things like that. I want to present stories that show our values in action and how our values are upheld when we apply the founding principles. When we take what the founders gave us and we apply it today, and we find that what happens is people become empowered. They become self-reliant. They are able to pull themselves out of poverty. They are able to pull others out of poverty. Those are the values of the American founding. Those stories are everywhere. I couldn't find a single one of them last night for some reason, but those stories are everywhere. They're out there. And the mainstream media is not going to tell you about this stuff. If it bleeds, it leads. You're not going to learn about things that are making things better, people that are making things better. That's not part of the narrative, so they want to make it look like everything's getting worse. I want to be an antidote to that to some degree. And I talk about stuff that's bad here. I mean, I was just talking about how we need to expose the villains. You know, I do probably focus on it too much. But I'd love to be able to bring into this show our values in action, how this stuff actually plays out, and be able to shed light on that. And I do want to identify those villains and connect those threats, the threats that they present, to our values and principles. Why I do it is the big part. Obama talked on Friday some platitudes about how the Paris attacks were an attack on our universal values. But there are things that we value that are universal. Love, courage, compassion, integrity. Those are things that we all value. But it's only in a system that ensures individual liberty, personal responsibility, property rights, free markets, limited government, all the stuff that I talk about all the time, the equal application of the rule of law, probably the most important of those, that those values, love, courage, compassion, integrity, those values find their highest expression only in a society like ours. The idea of America, the idea that we can implement these principles so that people can flourish by living these values, that's what we seek to defend. That's what I am working on advancing here and rejuvenating here, so that those values, the people who hold them, can flourish. And that's everyone. I talked in a podcast, I guess it was a couple days ago or yesterday, that I am a conservative because I'm compassionate. Because I'm empathetic, because I want everyone to have this same kind of experience. I want this to be a universal experience, what we have in America, what we could have in America, what our system sets up for us to have. Because that's how humans flourish, is in this system that our founders set up. So I take action. I do something. I try my best not to let a creative block keep me from doing something. I try my best not to let fear or disgust or futility or all the other stuff, and it's all human emotions. I don't blame myself for feeling that way. I hope you don't either. It's human to feel that way sometimes. But that doesn't stop the great engine from moving unless all of us stop doing anything. And then the great engine moves the other way and we get steamrolled, to continue the vision. It is hard sometimes to put one foot in front of the other. It's hard sometimes to look at all the evil in the world and go, how are we going to defeat this? How are we going to overcome this? How are we going to overcome a lame duck president? How are we going to overcome a culture that has decided to completely demoralize itself? And I mean that in the most literal sense of the word. How are we going to fight against an education system that seems like this behemoth leviathan trying to completely brainwash our kids? How do we fight? But if enough of us do it, if enough of us stand for something, for America, and we can change this. So before you pull out of that Starbucks, look at the barista and say, you know what? America is exceptional. And then turn around and walk away as she looks at you like you're nuts. Let's start there. Let's start with finding a group that does something that you're interested in, that you could get behind. If that's the Second Amendment and helping people to understand what that means. Had this conversation with my boss yesterday, and when I told him that the Second Amendment makes all the rest of them possible, he looked at me like I just sprouted two heads. I'm working on him. I'm not always successful with him, but he at least gets the concept of gun ownership, so I have something to start with. You know, if it's the Second Amendment, make sure people understand why we have one. Spread that gospel. You know, if it's economics, find ways to communicate economic concepts to people who maybe aren't math people. Do some research. Go out and have those conversations. Do something. Do something. Not do something. Not, you know, just take action just to take action. Let's make sure that we pass a law or whatever. That's something we always criticize our politicians for. I don't want them to always do something. Sometimes doing nothing is the right move. But let's not take that position out of fear. Let's not take that position out of hopelessness. If we're going to do nothing, let's take that position because that is the best strategic position we can take. That requires careful thought. For the most part, what we have to do to save this country is to do something. Find your something go out and do it. And there was a trip through Chris's 5 a.m. brain. I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, yes, this is actually the stuff that I wake up thinking about, so now you know. Come find me on Facebook. I will probably be napping over there after a while. Facebook.com/Christina Cook Show. That's Christina with a K. You can also find me at my website, ChristinaCookShow.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter at Chris Cook Show. They wouldn't let me put in Christina Cook Show there. So love to hear from you. Love for you to follow me. Love to have a conversation. There's been some really good conversations going on my Facebook page lately, and I'd love to see what you're thinking and possibly what ideas you have for shows, because I might still be blocked. I hope you'll join me. Until then, remember, America is great because Americans are great, and that includes you. So go out there and be exceptional.